Well, Keaton, I make that 9 centuries in about a year, but unfortunately on the losing side this time.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things that kind of takes the edge off of the personal milestone. I've always said you want to have team wins rather than personal milestones, and we've put in some good performances this week. Sadly, we haven't been good enough over the course of 4 days to win the game. Not to have been brilliant, and we need to make sure we build on it for next week.
Do you think there was evidence in this match that you are a week behind everybody else? Nottinghamshire had already had the chance to, you know, to get victory under their belts last week against Leicestershire, and they hit you hard first morning, didn't they?
Yeah, look, yes and no. They're a quality lineup from number one all the way through to number 11. They're a quality lineup. Pretty much all bases covered. So, look, whether we're a week behind, no, I don't think so. I think the guys were in really good shape coming into this week. And I think they were fairly on the money. I think we've, at certain stages, got the wrong ends of conditions, which can happen here in April. The first morning was tough, and the way they exploited it with the areas they bowled just showed it. So, look, it's one of those things. We need to get better, and we will compete.
We were talking this morning about the permutations of what could happen today. You needed people to stay around with you. You managed to get to your 100 and ran out of partners. There was a big element of luck early doors when Mark Wood slammed one straight at Jake Libby and it was put down. And at that point, you know, you were putting a partnership together, but then once he was gone, it was all over very quickly.
Yeah, look, Woody played beautifully. It was one of those things. We needed a few partnerships this morning to try and push the lead a little bit further and kind of take time out the game. And like we stand here now in the rain, it's another hour, and who knows what would have happened. So, look, it's not to be. We didn't. And like I say, we need to try and make sure we are in the best possible shape come Thursday when we travel down to Bristol.
The last time you lost your opening game of the season was 5 years ago to Nottinghamshire, but that was one of only 2 wins they've managed here in 10 visits, including this one today, so it's not been a good hunting ground for them. And you've had a pretty good run here in recent seasons. I mean, I think you were unbeaten entirely through last season, and you got to go back to September 2015 to find your last defeat here.
Yeah, look, 100%. The Riverside's been a really good place for us to play cricket. We've competed and we've made it a really good place for us to play. Again, sadly, over the last 4 days, we haven't been as good as Notts. Notts were superb, and they've put us under pressure.
Carrying it back again, I think you did it against Surrey here in the final match at home last season.
Yeah, look, very good fun. It's good to kind of bat as long as you can. Again, look, just very disappointed we've lost the game. It's one of those things. And come next week, hopefully we can put in 4 really good days of cricket and come out with a win.
Yeah, you're on your travels Thursday morning down to Bristol. I'm just wondering how many people will be on the phone to Phil Mustard to try and pick his brain about the Gloucestershire personnel. He's now the captain there as well and got a half century in their game this week.
Yeah, look, I can't imagine Colonel's going to give too much away. but no, look, Colonel's a fantastic bloke, and really looking forward to catching up with him as well. So, look, the boys have got a little bit of graft to do on Wednesday, and then we'll travel down to Bristol and be in good spirits come Friday.
And this is a sort of test of you going into the unknown, isn't it? I mean, you've played Nottinghamshire so many times in recent seasons. You had a T20 quarter-final against Gloucestershire last year, but you don't really know much about them. Durham haven't been near the place in the county championship for a long, long time.
Yeah, 100%. Look, it's the kind of team meeting could be quite interesting. I don't know if too many guys have got too much information. So, look, it's one of those things. You got to stick to basic cricket principles and try and adapt very quickly when you're on the field and try and make the correct calls at the time. So, look, that's why we've got guys that have played as much test cricket as Collie, in charge with Woody and Bunny and Rushy. I mean, there's kind of three or four really good heads involved in the attack. So, look, hopefully we can put some good plans in place, even if it's at the time, and really make sure we're disciplined within that.